Now then, I need to ask you about, let's wait and do those fences a little later, though, help me, because I want to draw a picture. Okay, I want you to tell me about some different kinds of wood fences now, Mr.
Well, we'd cut a log and cut 10 foot long.
Yeah.
And then we'd take a maul and a wedge and split it up into small pieces. You know, something like about that big.
Yeah.
And that was called rails.
Okay, how were they placed? Is that the one that went kind of like
go
this?
Go around and fit this like this.
Yeah. Kind of like that and were stacked up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, that was a rail fence. Any other words for a rail fence?
Well,
were they made out of any certain kind of wood? What made
them?
Pine. Pine was good.
There wasn't nothing else in this country to split but them pine.
Okay.
We for oak and stuff like that, we didn't have none of that to split.
Sure. Okay, so this is a rail fence. Did you ever make any that were just posts put down and boards nailed across them?
Well, yes, I have had some of that.
Yeah, what did you call
it?
Not much. What did you just call that?
Call that a board fence.
Okay. Any other kind that you can think of?
Nothing but wire fence.
Oh, what about one that were little stakes down like that and pointed and they were fastened?
That was a barbed wire fence.
Oh,
you talk about this having wood. Stakes in the ground?
Yeah, wood.
Huh? A picket fence.
Okay. Did you use them much around here?
No, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Seen many around here.
What would they just be if you had one? Probably around the house for decoration?
Bed,
okay. Okay, I'll put it there. What would you call it? A picket fence, you say?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you, and you have to make a bed, say, on the floor for some of the children to sleep on, what would you call that?
Pallet.
Okay. And will you tell me about some different kinds of roads, please, sir?
Roads.
Depending on what they're made of. You know, like this one out here is a...
Dirt road.
Okay. And
well, that's paved road over there, and that dirt road's what we got now. Used to, we had what are called a three-path road. You know, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No, what's a three-path road?
A three-path road, like you had your wagon wheel road here. It was a one-horse wagon. Your wagon wheel road here, and your horse walked in the middle of him.
Oh.
And the horse would beat the grass down where he walks, and one of the wheels would take where the grass down where they walk.
So there was three-path.
And there'd be, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and right between the horse's path and the... We call it the rut of the road.
Mm.
There'd be a little streak, probably grass right on.
Mm.
And you could go walking down that, maybe you'd get in the horse's pad, and the old wire grass would be leaning over there, and you'd step on the end of it with this foot, and this and that would fall about as hard as you ever wanted to.
The wire grass is that tall, huh?
Yeah, well, it runs over, you know, it runs,
sure.
It fell over.
I see. I don't know wire
grass. It don't run up. It's flat, but sometimes there'll be blades on it that long.
Sure. You step on the other end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what different kinds of things are the roads paved with? What do you call that one? It's real almost black.
Blacktop, I believe, is what they call it. I ain't got much experience with that paving.
Okay, then. And what about if it's a lighter colored one?
Well, it looks more or less like cement road.
Okay. And that, have you ever heard that black one called a tar or asphalt, either one?
Oh, yeah.
Which one would you be more likely to hear around here? Which one?
Asphalt.
Asphalt road.
American asphalt. Okay.